Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, August 14th, 2018. Welcome to day 572. Omarosa released audio of Trump campaign aides discussing how to handle the potential release of a tape where Trump uses the N-word. CBS News says Trump claims he never said the word, tweeting that, "I don't have that word in my vocabulary and never have," and that Omarosa made it up. The audio appears to corroborate Omarosa's claims that Trump aides were aware of the recording and talked about how to handle it. Trump tweeted that, according to The Apprentice producer Mark Burnett, the long-rumored tape of him using a racial slur does not exist. Trump also called Omarosa that dog and a crazed crying lowlife after she released today's recording. In recent weeks, Trump has attacked several African Americans, calling Don Lemon the dumbest man on television, questioning the intelligence of LeBron James, repeatedly saying Maxine Waters has a low IQ, and others. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, meanwhile, can't guarantee that Trump hasn't been recorded using the N-word. Sanders also insisted that Trump was not using racially coded language when he disparaged Omarosa, who is African American, when he called her a dog. Omarosa also says in her forthcoming book that Trump called Trump Jr. a fuck-up after he released his emails about the 2016 Trump Tower meeting with a Russian lawyer. Omarosa's book says Trump erupted in anger after she mentioned that Trump Jr. had released screenshots of his email exchanges with Rob Goldstone on Twitter. Quote, "He's such a fuck-up," Omarosa claims Trump said. "He screwed up again, but this time he's screwing us all big time." The Trump campaign officially filed an arbitration action against Omarosa, claiming that her tell-all book broke a 2016 confidentiality agreement. Her new book, Unhinged, portrays Trump as bigoted and racist and questions his mental capacity. Just hours after the campaign filed the arbitration action, Omarosa declared, quote, "I will not be silenced, I will not be intimidated, and I'm not going to be bullied by Donald Trump," end quote. The Trump campaign hired attorney Charles Harder in its arbitration fight. Harder is best known for representing wrestler Hulk Hogan in his sex tape lawsuit against the now-defunct gossip site Gawker. Meanwhile, Politico and Bloomberg are reporting that Paul Manafort sent recommendations for senior White House positions to Jared Kushner in late 2016. Manafort sent Kushner a recommendation to appoint the chair of the Federal Savings Bank, Stephen Calk, as Secretary of the Army around the same time that Manafort received the first part of what would be $16 million in loans from Calk's bank. Manafort also suggested two other appointees, Pat Sink and Vernon Parker. Quote, "The three individuals are people who I believe advance DT agenda," Manafort wrote in an email to Kushner. "They will be totally reliable and responsive to the Trump White House," end quote. That same day, Kushner responded, "On it." And finally, Manafort's lawyers declined to call any witnesses to defend him against charges of bank and tax fraud, resting their defenses without presenting their own evidence. Manafort is letting the case go to the jury because he and his lawyers, quote, "do not believe that the government has met its burden of proof," end quote. And in the polls, 66% of Americans think Robert Mueller should try to complete his investigation before the midterm elections. 70% believe he should testify under oath in Mueller's investigation, and 34% approve of Trump's handling of the Russia investigation, compared to 55% who disapprove. 56% say Trump has interfered with the investigation. And Quinnipiac says 31% of Americans like Trump as a person, while 51% dislike him. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.